good this morning? So, have you ever heard of quorum sensing?
Have I ever heard of what?
Quorum sensing. It's, you know, as in a quorum is, I mean, it's more than enough to be a vote, you know.
Yeah.
A vote. All right.
So I have quorum, heard of it just recently.
Okay. Well, the interesting thing about it, I think what's important about it, is that it's the language that 99% of life on the planet uses, but we don't.
Yes, okay.
And now most of it, it's done, of course, by the one-celled creatures, but, you know, the thing is, as you know, the point of the communication is you end up with these meta-organisms that are miles and miles across, you know, and then they split apart into individuals having done their quorum moment. When they reach a quorum, bang, you transform into the next step. Say you were a live bacterium inside of a... Well, unfortunately, it's mostly done in medicine, so it's you're just a little cholera bacteria, and you quorum sense, you keep sensing there's more of us. Boom, everyone, let's get virulent. Because till then, they've just been happy little co-inhabitants of the body there. Mm-hmm. And then enough of them, it's like they click, and they all do that. And then once they sense something else, they go, time to form cysts and get into his evacuation canal. Let's get the hell out, he's dying. And they go. And you'll find very few of them in there. So they do this concerted action thing. So the reason that it matters right now is that the ones that control most of the carbon dioxide in and out of the ocean are bacteria. Down in, things fall, you know, and then they head for the bottom. Most of them never make it there. There's a layer of bacteria that say good food, digest, send the gases back up. So the sort of endless recycling back into the atmosphere, most of the carbon that actually hits the ocean. And so if you could trick them into thinking, well, there's not enough to glom on, because basically enough of them glom onto a carbon particle falling down and signaling each other that there's a lot there, they then start emitting their digestive enzymes and blow that carbon into their constituent, you know, uses. And if they don't know that, they just sort of glom along and nothing changes. Now, some guys, the only scientific uses I've seen of it are those that are seeking to prevent biofouling, prevent the formation of these sort of colonies and things. And it's because they're medical, as I say to them, bacteria bad. But I realize sort of a trickle-down effect from this is that it's sort of the lingua franca of the whole planet except for us. Perhaps.
Well, I don't think so. I think we do it, but we don't. Oh, yeah.
Oh, we don't. We don't.
We don't know. We don't know we do it.
Yeah, I'm into the big. tell you what. Let me sit next to you since we're about to get glommed. Lots of people here. Now.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hello.
We may be moving to another table.
Is that right?
Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
Hi, David.
Hi, David.
Glad to meet you guys.
David, what are you with?
I'm with Ecology and Environment. We're the consultant for Bond.
Oh, okay, okay.
Yeah, so.
Well, you know, something's interesting. I've noticed, you guys must have noticed now, the deep sea wind and Statoil have been sort of wailing away at each other over, well, it's competition, it's capitalism.
Yeah.
It's
all about money. Yeah.
Your next
coming,
Joe, and
if
you can find a seat. We are, of course, going to conduct a little experiment in social engineering and probably rearrange it shortly, but go ahead and see where we're comfortable for now.
But we have more people at the table.
Okay.
He's going to talk.
My next experiment is, can you hear me if I'm not at the microphone? Is that okay? I tend to be a wanderer.
If you project really good, like pretend you're at a theater.
I'm
talking.
No, then I'll get stage fright. Can't act. I can just talk.
Wandering before here.
Okay.
Okay.
So welcome everybody to the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management's meeting. I want to turn it over to Daryl from BOEM to welcome all the folks here today.
Thank you. I'm Daryl Francois. I'm the Chief of the Project and Coordination Branch at the Office of Renewable Energy Programs with BOEM. And I'd like to thank you all for taking the time to sit down and share with us what your views are on best management practices with regard to fisheries and offshore renewable energy development. This is the eighth in a series of workshops, and so it's from here. I know that Brian and the folks around the table who are facilitating will try and gather all the info here to provide a report that can be shared back to folks. So it's not a sort of a one-off, just come in and sit down and talk, but it's a chance to really be engaged in a dialogue that will be sort of ongoing for quite some time. So I'd really encourage you and thank you for taking the time, and encourage you to speak up and from today and in the future as we progress. Thank you for taking the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Daryl. So before we get started, just want to introduce myself. I'm Stephanie Moore with C-Plan. I am working with the E&E team who's working with BOA, and I'd like to have them introduce themselves so folks know we can get some help from around the room. Starting with Peggy Carroll.
Good morning, everyone. Peggy Carroll.
I'm Bill Dawdle, also with E&E.
Dave Trim, E&E.
Jennifer Harris, E&E.
Jay Rutherford, E&E.
Excellent. And just so we can get a sense of who's here, although I gather from the pre-meeting conversations, everybody knows each other pretty well, but let's just make sure of that. So do a quick round of introductions. Just tell us your name, if you will, and your affiliation or whatever you need, whatever you want us to know about yourself.
Sure. Well, Ron Huber, Penobscot Baywatch. I've been a persistent critic in a hopefully a constructive manner to deep sea wind and Statoil's efforts over the time, and I hope that things work out the way that I'd like them to. And you'd like it to.
Spoken like you're honest.
Yes.
I'm Corinne Spitfire, and I'm a poet, and I care about fish and fishermen.
I'm Lucy Van Hook. I work for the Maine Fish Association.
I'm Justin Kirkpatrick. I'm with the Northeast Fisheries Science Center. I'm an economist.
I'm Shelly. Shelly Talat-Kepper, I'm with the Manmet Center for Conservation Sciences and Energy Capacity there.
I'm Laura Singer. I do consulting in green policy and facilitation. There's my listing at the Department of Marine.
Pardon me, just one second. Can I encourage people to try to project as much as I can?
Meredith Mendelson with the Department of Marine Resources.
Excellent.
Hi, I'm Richard Nelson. I'm a lobster fisherman out of Friendship, Maine, and also work with the Island Institute, and they've got me working on marine spatial planning and following the regional planning body, and previous to that, I worked on some following the ocean, wind energy, things, and doing stakeholder meetings and things like that.
I am Suzanne McDonald. I'm the Community Energy Director at the Island Institute.
Ben Martens with the Maine Coast Fishermen's Association.
James Monroe, represent SMD, UK company, British company, Subsea Engineering, and we also here in Maine design the ocean energy system. Very interested in all facets of what we're doing out on our ocean.
And I'm Bruce Winter, I work with the Island Institute.
Excellent, thank you. So just a quick word about sort of how we're gonna structure the morning. First, Brian Hooper from BOEM is going to give us a very informative presentation that will sort of put this meeting in context, sort of an overview of the Bureau's wind energy siting process, a bit about what we've about the existing mitigation best management practices for resolving any use conflicts between offshore wind and commercial and recreational fishing. He'll also cover some of the topics that have been the themes that have been coming up at these previous meetings. As Daryl mentioned, this is the eighth in a series of these. So we'll try to share back feedback, some of the information we've heard thus far. And then after Brian gives his presentation, essentially the rest of the morning will be devoted to small group dialogues among yourselves. And there's really sort of two parts to that. The first is a session at which you have a chance to talk with one another and really think about, are there any potential use conflicts or problems, issues, or concerns, whether they have to do with navigation, safety, environmental impacts, whatever it happens to be, that we haven't yet heard or captured. So you'll be given information on the sort of list of issues and concerns that have been raised before. You'll have that available to you, and we're inviting you to sort of add to that. Add detail, add a new idea, kick the tires, just basically provide us your input. And we'll take a break. And when we convene again in small groups, then we'll focus on sort of the solutions. If the first group was really focusing on making sure we've heard your sets of issues and concerns, the second session attempts to focus on, okay, what are your ideas for how those issues might be addressed? And what ideas you have for best management practices or mitigation measures. What we've noticed throughout these meetings is that human nature being what it is, typically people like to talk about a problem and a solution at the same time. So not to worry if in your two breakout groups, you're mixing a little bit of problems with solutions at the same time. We have facilitators at each table and a note taker, and we'll make sure to make sense of that. Main point is we want to capture your input. And just to reiterate something Daryl said, at the end of this meeting, the E&E team will prepare a summary from this meeting specifically, and that will be posted to the website, the Bureau's website, and we can give you the link for that. So just a quick set of rules for the road, sort of standard ground rules for engaging in a meeting like this. Number one, obviously just sort of listen when others are talking, be respectful of others' opinions, usual sort of civility. Also want to let you know that these conversations are intended to get frank input, so you need not worry about any of your comments being directly attributed to you as an individual. And with that, I will turn it over to Brian.
thanks, Stephanie, and welcome all. Again, I'll reintroduce myself a little bit. My name is Brian Hooker. I'm with the Bureau of Ocean Energy Management, also in the Office of Renewable Energy Programs. The way we're kind of separated.